Carolina Panthers with sharp teeth and claws. We growl to win this game. We call pro football. Our offense and defense so intense. Your team will be the losers if you got a lick of sense. You dig the NFL, my lyrics and my rhymes. You eat up what I'm saying, spit and fly hip hop lines. Lightning fast, big black cats, Panthers kicking ass. Yo, hear the TD or a field goal. Gonna get that W, dominate the foe.
Dominate the foe. Panthers. Well, Mac, here we are again. Hey, it's kind of a delayed MMG message, but the Chiefs got the best of us on Sunday. Even though I feel like it was a greatly called game by Matt Rhule, we still fell a little short. But you know what? At the end of this game, I didn't feel too bad. I felt like I could be optimistic about the rest of the season. What say you, Matt?
Well, hey, I'm excited about it. I'm excited because, hey, the Panthers showed the guts. They dug down deep. And the thing about it, if we're playing and we have yet to put all the pieces to the puzzle together.
Good point.
We played, McCaffrey came back, had a wonderful game. Great game. So once the forecast comes into play where we will have thunder and lightning, can you imagine what we'll do?
Woo! Like Ric Flair said, woo!
Woo! Da-da!
Yeah, I feel like, you know, the way we used Mike Davis was sparingly, but we had to get Christian McCaffrey acclimated again to the game of football, to the speed of football. So I think Matt Rhule did a great job of splitting the carries and splitting the catches. Mike Davis had 5 catches for 34 yards on Sunday, and people don't realize that.
Yeah, just imagine he had 5 catches. But just imagine they alternated in that backfield. Once they really put that together. And then look at our top 10 quarterback, Teddy. Like a bridge over troubled water.
Teddy going to lay it down.
Teddy's going to lay it down. He's been laying it down. Everyone thought the Chiefs was going to run away with him. And he outplayed Mahomes. He outplayed him.
You know, and Matt Rhule's aggressive play calling. Joseph Charlton threw a pass off a fake punt.
What?
For 28 yards.
Oh, my 28 goodness.
28 yards, man. So, man, hats off to Matt Rhule for playing aggressive, for believing in his team. You know, the Chiefs may have been the reigning Super Bowl champions, but like you always say, the Panthers are the champions. They play with a championship mindset.
They're definitely playing with a championship mindset. And then that made me feel bad because there's another team that's down there. They might as well be south of the border. The way they played, they came in the game, they had their hopes up all high and whatnot. And once again, they were dashed away like the waves in the ocean.
You must be talking about the Dallas Cowboys. But, you know, by that time, I know their record right now. So I didn't want to watch. I felt like Pittsburgh may have, you know, been the better team, but I was very impressed when I woke up the next day and saw that Dallas made a game out of the contest between those two.
I just feel bad. Now they are 8 hots in the garbage. 8 hots in the garbage. They get their hopes up high only to be dashed away. I feel so bad for, especially those swagger boys. They lost their endorsements. They lost their show. I don't know what next. He's even lost his mind based on some of the comments that he's been making.
They can bounce back. And you know, they had some good running back play. Just like Carolina had some good running back play on Sunday. Christian McCaffrey, 18 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown. First game back. Boy, fantasy owners were loving Christian McCaffrey's return on Sunday.
Yeah, I tell you, man. But I also saw Ezekiel Elliott. I guess he really signed that contract for Slim Fast. Because every time I see him, he's just losing. And then I read with the other guy. He's just checked out. He's like a book in the library. He's just checked out.
Amari Cooper. Man? Who? Oh, Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper. Yeah. He couldn't catch a cold in Alaska with some Speedos on.
Not with the Speedos on.
Yeah. And a thong model at that. He's just terrible. He's just terrible. Mm-hmm. I don't know why Jerry gives away all this money. You got people homeless. Donald Trump needs money. And he's giving it to these guys who's not even, they're underperforming.
Well, yeah, you know, talking about money, you know, let's talk about how much we need to spend on Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel goes out week after week catching the ball on the toughest of third downs. You know, just really, really showing up when we need him to show up the most. And DJ Moore, he's coming into his own too. You know, you were talking about Amari Cooper, but I believe that we have some of the best young wide receivers here in Carolina. What say you about that?
Oh, yes. They're definitely starting to do their thing. But, you know, with that great quarterback, Teddy,
like a bridge over trouble. Teddy, go lay it down.
Hey, he's getting them the ball. They're excited. They're running their routes. They're executing because they know he's making those pinpoint passes right between the numbers. They're getting it. And all those yards after the catch. Wow. They even creating new stats.
Not just wow, but wow. Wow, wow, wow. And what about our defense, though? Our defense played well on Sunday, holding Mahomes in the first half. They kept him in check pretty much. But what do we need to do? What can we say to the secondary out there to get our secondary to play better, to get our linebackers to recognize the plays better? How can we encourage Matt Rhule to get those to watch video during the off week?
Well, there's something about it. You just have to lay the challenge down. They really step up when their backs are against the wall. Mm-hmm. But they have to have a challenge throughout the game. Yeah. Not in the big plays, not in the last minute. We need it from start to finish. We need those big games. We need that challenge. We need to challenge the defense from start to finish. And once that comes together, it's just like the pieces of the puzzle. Once everything falls into place, look out.
Super Bowl party on Bayview.
Yes, 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 yes.
I like the sounds of that. Well, you know, hopefully, like you said, that, you know.
And Steve, guess who's going to make the dip?
Hey,
I got a special guest going to make the dip.
Hush! Yes. Who going to make the dip?
The dip will be worth the trip.
The dip will be worth the trip. Well, there you have it, fans. There you have it. We lost on Sunday, but we got the Buccaneers this coming Sunday, so you got to look out. Look out for them up-and-coming Panthers. We're praying for all the teams that, you know, had close games on Sunday. We're praying for all the productions that look up to MMG production to, you know, to get some of their material and stuff from.
We're so global.
And we're so global because of you, our fans. Thank you for listening. Rah, 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 rah.
Dominate the fold.
We so global.